I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
David Wells has pitched a perfect game. 27 up, 27 down. Baseball immortality for David Wells. And the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we do this on a Tuesday. What do you say, the Eddie Scazzeri? Nice to see you, as always. Nice to hear from you guys out there, too. It's Tuesday morning. Al Dukes, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Jerry.
Wearing your Met hat prominently on top of your head.
Yeah, this one, I like a knitted hat that has like a lining in it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it itches my head, and I don't know if it's because I'm a bald head or just hats are just itchy material.
Boomer ski cap, same way. Perfect. Nice lining inside.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's very rare. It's very hard to find the lining. Yep. If you shop online, it's not even a feature that if the hat has it, it says it's like, it is a crapshoot. And I got this Mets hat for Christmas a few years back and it has a lining in it.
And you look good. You're ready for Thursday.
And my Jets hat that I wear a lot, that has a lining in it, but it has seen better days, Jerry.
Time for a new one. Understood.
Exactly.
Understood.
Jerry, why are, like, I saw the Ohtani stuff, and then I saw the reaction of people on social media.
I did not, so fill me in.
No one trusts anybody. Like, we're skeptical of everybody.
Yes, very much so.
Like, Ohtani came out and said that he, never gambled on sports,
mm-hmm.
didn't instruct his former interpreter to wire money to a bookie.
Right.
He says, this man's been stealing from me. He has told me lies.
Right.
I never bet on baseball. I never bet on any sports. I never asked anybody to bet for me.
Mm-hmm.
I never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports. I didn't know this was happening. But no one seems to believe him.
No, because none of it, he might not be lying at all.
Yeah.
The problem is none of it adds up.
How so?
Well, they flip-flopped their stories within 12 hours. That's number one. At first it came out where the interpreter said that he loaned me money, and then I guess he acknowledged it, and then the attorneys came out and said, nope, it was stolen. That's not true. Then you find out it was $4.5 million to a guy owed $4.5 million, yet only made $300,000 or $400,000 a year. Then we've got bookies calling us, telling us there is not a bookie on this planet that would give a guy who makes $300,000 a year that kind of leeway to fall that deep, even if he was friends with Shohei Ohtani, because you don't know if that guy's going to back him or not. We had people call in, and again, people that are in this life.
The bookie world, Jerry?
That we had bankers that called in and said there's no possible way a wire transfer of that magnitude could go through without personal consent from the account holder, that he wouldn't have access to make wire transfers like that of $500,000 or more. There's just a lot that doesn't make sense other than he saying, didn't know anything about it. So, and then you've got Pete Rose on this Matt Thrasher social media post, trying to be funny.
Back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
By the way, I got this phone call hundreds of times so far.
What does that mean?
Everyone like,
oh, hey, I need an interpreter?
hey, do you think Pete Rose? Yes. Well, Pete finally, and by the way, it looked like he was reading. Like he couldn't even memorize.
Oh, is that true?
Oh, my God. It looks terrible on social media.
It sounds terrible. Pete Rose.
He looks like a zombie now.
Wow.
And he still wears a Reds hat.
Does he really?
He's a weirdo. He's a weird dude.
He loves the Reds. Not
He's
the
just
Phillies,
a weird
the Reds.
Dude.
Agreed, yes.
He was on the Expos, too. That'd be cool. Wear an Expos hat.
Wear them all. That's what I... Make your own hats that have all the logos on them.
There you go. Like That's a Pete Rose
yes.
career hat.
That's what I always say about the Hall of Fame. You put all the logos you played for.
That'd be a cool hat for, like, lids to put together.
Yes,
like,
I agree.
Like the Dave Winfield hat. Mm-hmm. And it's got a Padre logo, Twins logo, Yankee logo.
Yeah.
And it says Dave Winfield on it.
I agree with you. And now we're in we're in a day and age of everyone has their own brand.
Mm-hmm.
Why not make it more personalized? The teams make money. The player makes money.
Yes.
The company makes money.
Love it, Jerry.
Everybody's
Who do we talk to?
Happy.
Who's the CEO of Lids?
So let me ask. I don't know the answer to that. Do you?
I don't either.
Let me ask you this. Just to answer your question with a question, because I agree with you. Like, you know, we don't believe anybody. Sadly, in a lot of cases, there's a good reason why we don't believe them. But up until this point, Shohei Ohtani has done nothing but hit home runs, pitch relatively well, and he's been a good ball player, great ball player. McMonagle thinks the greatest thing he's ever seen, ever. I don't agree with that, but so be it. So let's say, for instance, I don't know. I'm coming up with something off the top of my head. I get into a car accident, but I say it wasn't me. I wasn't in the car. Don't know how it happened. And yet seven people call in and say they saw me in the car, or it was his car at the exact time he usually drives, or it was on the block I usually park on, and I got to work my normal time, but I never take mass transit. And then you say to me, what happened with the car accident? I don't know. I didn't drive the car. Like that's kind of what it is. There's all these different things that if you add them up, add up to a mess for him, other than the fact that he's saying, wasn't me. It's kind of like the song.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
This reminds me of, like, you know, Jerry, I watched a lot of crime documentaries.
Yeah, I've heard.
This is what we call circumstantial evidence.
No doubt, but a lot of it. That's the problem.
A lot of it.
That's why people don't believe. It's not one thing. It's several things.
All right, let me ask you this then. So we have a timeline of things that happened. We now have Shohei Ohtani coming out in his own words.
Yeah.
Telling you he did not do this. This guy's a liar mm-hmm. and a cheat. Okay. Now, MLB, I guess, will do their investigation. The IRS will do their investigation.
For sure.
Do you think that MLB will do a fair investigation? In other words, now that we've got the denial from Shohei, this is a bad scene for baseball if he is lying.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think baseball will do a thorough, real investigation, or will get a sort of like, nah, he's good?
I think 30 years ago, the answer would be no.
That they'd cover it up?
I do believe that.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can now, because you're going to have not only baseball and the IRS doing their investigation, you're going to have other online internet sleuths doing their investigation.
I love an internet sleuth.
But you know that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
And there's also, if he did anything or had any involvement in this, there will be some sort of, you know, electronic communication somewhere. At some point, there'll be a video of him or a picture of him at the bank. If this is true, there'll be text messages. So I do think the beauty of the electronic communication is, A, it proves you didn't do anything, but it can also prove you did. So I think we will learn, actually, what happened or didn't happen.
Man.
But I don't know that we'll know in the next couple of months. I think this is something that's going to hang over baseball at least until midsummer. The IRS is involved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I know it's funny. Like, this morning, and I saw the Ohtani stuff, and before I took to social media, and before I've listened to you so far, Jerry, for these 9 minutes or so, I was all in Ohtani's innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got me convinced he's guilty.
No, I'm not. But I'm not saying he's. But I'm not saying he's guilty. You asked why are people not believing him, and I'm telling you why.
Yeah, just well, it makes sense, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and that's.
I want
sucks,
to believe him,
especially if he didn't do anything.
Right,
but boy, you always say 2 + 2 adds up to 4. In this case, it's 3 + 3 + 3 + 3 adds up to 12. Like, there's a lot there that just doesn't look right for him.
Man, we are going to get a future sports documentary on this for sure.
I think you have to.
Yeah.
Hell, Craig got one.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, this is Shohei Ohtani, for God's sakes.
Man.
So, and it's just, it's so much money. If you, and I do believe with some of the people that called us last week, you heard some of those calls. If this turned out to be $200,000 worth of debts, I don't think I'd blink. But the fact that it's $4.5 million.
Yeah, but to a guy like Ohtani, why that seems like nothing.
To Ohtani.
Right.
Not to the interpreter that makes $300,000.
Mm.
That's my point.
Oh, right.
If the interpreter had gambling debts of $250,000, $400,000, okay, I guess. You get into $4.5 million. And that's 10 times what he makes in a year.
Well, how about this, Jerry? Let's say I am the assistant for Elon Musk.
Sure.
I'm Elon Musk's assistant.
Yep.
And I start, get myself into a gambling situation. And these guys know I'm Elon Musk's assistant. And they know Elon Musk has a lot of money.
Yes.
And they also know, even though I may not have told Elon Musk that I have a gambling problem, they know that if I get in trouble, I can go to Elon Musk and say, listen, I've lost a lot of money. If I don't pay them, they're going to say it's you. They're going to expose you even though you're not involved.
Yeah, sure.
Why could that be a case here where they where that guy ran up such a debt and the bookies know, hey, we'll just link you right to Ohtani and we got a whole big scandal, or give us the money.
So that's what me and Boomer were talking about last week, and that was what I said. Is it possible?
Yeah.
Like, for this to not be a big deal, is it possible that this bookie just knew that it was his best friend and figured we'll let the debt go as far as it is because at the end of the day, it'll be Ohtani? You'd screen the calls. We had bookies calling up and saying, no chance in hell.
These bookies never dealt with a guy with that much money.
I have no idea. Al, I don't know. I said this isn't my world. I don't know. I can only take it from the people that were calling in that supposedly do this for a living. I don't know. But here's what I do know. It's $4.5 million. You better be damn sure that they're really, really close.
Yeah.
Right or wrong.
Yeah.
Because if not, you're out that money. I don't know. The whole thing stinks.
Yeah. I love a good scandal, though, Jerry.
And you got one.
I got something to follow now. Now, do you think we're going to get any new information within the next week, 2 weeks, or are we pretty much where we're at right now?
I think this is a cloud that will hover over the Dodgers and baseball for the next couple of months. I think the next thing we'll find out is when some details emerge from the ongoing investigation. I don't think from MLB, but I think from the IRS.
Do you think we'll get any internet sleuths that provide us with some more intriguing things?
Yeah, I do.
Me too.
I really do. Those could be newspaper reporters.
Yeah.
That put news out on whatever it's TikTok or Twitter or wherever they do it. I do think that stuff's going to come out. And I don't, even the stuff G was saying yesterday could all be made up. But if there's any truth to some of that other stuff, and I don't know that the coincidence thing works in those cases too. If they ever find out there's any truth to what he was talking about with the Braves staffer, which could be completely made up and could be real, who the hell knows?
It'll also be interesting to see what type of start Ohtani gets off to.
I agree. Yeah. Where's his head at?
Yeah.
Because he said at the end of his statement or conversation, whatever the hell you want to call it, he said at the end, I want to just get back to focusing on baseball now. And as I'm reading that, I'm like, ha-ha, that's funny. But then he ended it with, but I also understand it's an ongoing investigation. And, like, it's not over.
Hmm.
No, it's not. Then they're going to be coming at you.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious if, because there is a language barrier, if he'll be able to tune it out more easily than somebody who can, who, you know what I mean? Like, he can selectively get information as opposed to it being all around him at all times.
Yes. My question would be, is he on social media and does he see it in his language from the Japanese fans?
Oh,
that's,
I see.
Still, because he is still a megastar that are still following him.
Right, in Japan, you're right.
But you're right. He doesn't have to, he's not going to turn on SportsCenter and watch, you know, what's his name?
Scott Van Pelt.
Scott Van Pelt lead the, he's not going to watch it. Now, also saying he doesn't speak any English, I don't believe that. I think he even said, like in his statement, he said how his interpreter was telling the team in English.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I didn't understand it, but I kind of got it.
Yeah, like he, you're right, he could pick certain words,
yes,
out.
I think I know he doesn't speak fluent English. I'm not saying he does. You can't tell me after 6 years here and dealing with an interpreter and probably having some English lessons that he doesn't get some of the stuff. I'm not saying he couldn't, you know, speak for a half hour in English. I'm not saying that at all, but I'm sure he does understand phrases and certain key words.
It is crazy that we have different languages on the same earth. We should have one language.
You're right. One universal language.
Yeah. Just whatever, like, one's the easiest.
Just like the cavemen had a universal,
yeah,
language.
Yeah. We grunted to each other.
Hyenas have a certain language.
Correct. Like,
where they scream at one another.
Yeah. Like all sorts of animals, they have their animal language. We are humans. We have so many different languages.
And there's like hundreds of different languages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's, yeah, one.
See, that I understood. If I were a caveman, I would know exactly what you meant. That means go whack that buffalo on the head. We need some meat.
We're hungry.
We're starving.
Right. We're doing the carnivore diet. Let's go.
Get some buffaloes over here. exactly.
Right. Yes. Whatever you said. Right.
Right.
Meat. Meat. Meat.
Now that sounded like English. That's the first time a caveman spoke English.
Oh, boy. Well, meat. First time I did that anyhow.
Yeah.
We need, anyway, meat. So there's Ohtani,
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
You know what's so funny is how we will have days, and not that we agreed with you because there were games, but there wasn't a lot of salacious news on Friday. There are days when there's not even games, and there is, like, you'll come in, show sheet's thin. Ooh. Like, there's three, yeah, things on it. Midsummer, All-Star break, there's nothing going on. You come in today, you got 19 different topics.
Right, we got a lot of items, Jerry. I see we got Ohtani stuff. We've got Giants and Jets stuff. We've got NFL stuff in, yeah, general.
The Knicks put on a show last night.
Yeah, the Knicks.
Like, there's so much going on, and it happens all in one day.
Yes.
It and really the, is, yeah, fascinating.
It is very strange.
It sure is.
It's like when you have like a guy like me, Jerry, I've got a clear calendar. Most times I got nothing going on.
Right.
But you know damn well that if I've got a concert to go to on a Saturday night, which is very rare, that my family's going to do a kid's birthday party that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I got nothing to do all these other days. And then two things fall on one day.
Trust me, I'm dealing with that right now.
Sucks. Yes,
I know exactly what you mean. Anyway, tell us what you need to tell us, and then when we come back, we can get into the football, more base, whatever you want. Poor guy fractured his orbital bone last night, fell on a ball off his face.
What's the orbital, your eyeball?
Yeah, it's like right around your eyeball.
I don't want to talk to you about this Knicks DiVincenzo fella.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Okay.
On the other side, Jerry.
Sounds good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.